USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. It could all be over by September. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Robert Mueller may end his Russia investigation by September 1st, depending on whether President Trump will sit down for an interview over the summer. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, a guest on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
Those who want to investigate Russia collusion, which the president said is a witch hunt, you can't then say, oh, we can never talk about the Hillary campaign again and what happened there.
As funerals being planned in Texas for the 9 students and 1 teacher gunned down by that 17-year-old student at Santa Fe High School, politicians debating what to do next to protect your kids. Texas Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Patrick, a guest on CNN's State of the Union.
There was a teacher next door, a Marine, who saw what was going on, slammed the door, locked his door, protected his students. Some feel had he been able to carry a gun, he may have been able to stop that shooter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
In Texas, the mother of one of the 9 students killed in Friday's school shooting believes her 16-year-old daughter, Shayna Fisher, targeted by the gunman as she refused to go out with him. Sadie Rodriguez says her daughter made it perfectly clear she was not interested in him.
Finally, she stood up to him and embarrassed him, you know, in class, you know, because she felt she had to.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the trade war between the United States and China on hold.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework.
Mnuchin says the U.S. hopes to reduce the trade deficit with China by $200 billion by the year 2020.
35% to 40% increases in agriculture this year alone, in energy, doubling the energy purchases. You could see $50-60 billion a year of energy purchases over the next 3 to 5 years.
Mnuchin, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
We have specific targets. I'm not going to publicly disclose what they are. They go industry by industry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of America's best-known coffee chains says you're now welcome to visit and even use their bathrooms, even if you're not making a purchase. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Starbucks issuing the policy change on Saturday after it received a public backlash when 2 black men were arrested at one of its Philadelphia stores after they did not immediately buy something and told workers they were there waiting for someone to meet them. The April 12th arrest sparking a firestorm over racial profiling, Starbucks telling workers in the memo issued Saturday to consider anyone who walks into the stores as a customer, regardless of whether they make a purchase. Some paying customers outside some Starbucks after the policy change was announced on Saturday told reporters they don't think it's such a good idea and could discourage them from patronizing Starbucks in the future. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And who will be the next American Idol? It's down to 3 finalists who will perform hit songs from Johnny Cash, Fleetwood Mac, and Journey tonight during part 1 of the season finale. Part 2 Monday night after the nationwide vote, Ryan Seacrest will announce the winner.
Welcome back. This is it. The finale is American Idol. Here they are.
Now, as for the top 3, they're from all across the country. Caleb Lee Hutchinson from Dallas, Georgia. Maddie Pope lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Gabby Barrett, born in Clarksville, Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.